Track 6, more news. MPs call for fairer funding for doctors. GP surgeries and pharmacies in Teignbridge need long-term fairer funding models to survive, according to Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley. Some surgeries in the district say they have been underfunded by up to half of the number of patients registered on their lists. And in the forthcoming increase in the National Insurance employers' contribution is causing further concern to local surgeries who expect this to seriously erode their finances unless the government agrees to an exemption. Mr. Wrigley said, "Far too many people are struggling to get a GP appointment when they need one, leaving them waiting anxiously for the care they deserve. This has terrible consequences for people's health and for the NHS. It can lead to important diagnoses being missed or delayed and can force desperate people to call an ambulance or take themselves into A&E departments." The BMA's GP committee has been consulting with ministers on government proposals due to be announced this spring. Mr. Wrigley said, "There are still a lot of unknowns at this point, which will be concerning for GPs worried about their finances in the coming year. I am, of course, concerned about the impact of huge national insurance rises and hope that GPs can secure the additional funding from separate pots ring-fenced to support elective recovery. However, these funding pots fall outside the remit of the Health Secretary's announcement, so we will have to wait to know if additional funding is on the cards." The Devon Workforce Plan identified the need to increase the number of GP trainees. Mr. Wrigley said, "It is vital when experiencing practice work in deprived areas that the trainees have the support of surgery such as Buckland, as this will give them a positive view of the areas and help to attract future employees."
This is a headline that takes a bit of thinking about. More to benefit from Miyawaki method. A pioneering approach to tree planting will be used on Dartmoor to boost flood resilience and restore nature, the Dartmoor National Park Authority has said. Known as the Miyawaki method, named after its developer, Japanese botanist Dr. Akira Miyawaki, the planting involves native trees being planted in small plots. Around 8.5 hectares of native trees will be planted in small plots within a carefully selected area of Harford Moor. The planting will help to reconnect existing woodlands so nature can thrive and habitats become more resilient to the impacts of climate change. Widely used in other countries, the use of the Miyawaki method on Dartmoor is thought to be one of the first upland trials of this kind in Europe for the purpose of improving flood resilience. The plots will have different densities of native trees, with some plots fenced off to exclude livestock. Richard Drysdale, Dartmoor National Park Authority's Director for Conservation and Communities, said, "This project is a great demonstration of how we work together and use bold approaches for Dartmoor's continued protection." Dartmoor National Park Authority is leading the work through its Headwaters project, a natural flood management programme funded by the Environment Agency and Devon County Council.
Farmer's sorrow as 5,000 hens are culled. A farmer has said his business is effectively gone as his 5,000 hens are to be culled amid an outbreak of bird flu. Speaking to BBC Radio Devon on Friday the 21st, Jerry Saunders of Orchard Organic Farm said his business was effectively gone. The entire population of 5,000 hens were culled by the Animal and Plant Health Agency, APHA, after two cases of bird flu were detected at the Stoke in Teignhead farm. This comes after the APHA confirmed cases of a highly pathogenic avian influenza at a premises in Tynmouth. Around 1.8 million birds have been culled in the past 3 months, the BBC revealed last week. "It is the most hideous thing," Jerry said on John Aker's morning show. "It's gone through them so quickly." Of its 10 poultry houses, 2 were confirmed to be infected with bird flu. But if the loss of the hens was not bad enough, the family-run organic egg farm had no choice but to destroy an estimated £10,000 worth of eggs and £5,000 worth of chicken food. "It's our business. We're a small farm. We've built it up from nothing. We have mortgages, bills to pay and a family to support," Jerry said. I'm struggling to get my head round it, and we are reeling from the shock. Thursday, February the 20th, saw the APHA descend upon the farm with around a dozen agents dressed in hazmat suits setting up culling equipment. We've argued passionately to try and go for a limited cull and some form of monitoring, but it's not happening, Jury went on to say. They draw a line around the farm and everything inside that line does not move and will not move for probably 12 months, he added. The Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs has previously said that compensation would be paid for their healthy birds that have also been culled as part of the disease control. Orchard Organic Farm says it has no idea what the future holds. Unless the family fork out a large sum of money to have the farm deep cleaned, it has to be left in quarantine for at least 12 months, in which time its customers will have found alternative suppliers and, of course, the threat of bird flu remains.
Royal appointment for County Show. The Devon County Agricultural Association, the DCAA, has announced the appointment of Her Royal Highness the Princess Royal as its president for 2025. The announcement was made during the annual meeting of members which took place at the end of last month. The DCAA, best known for its flagship event, the Devon County Show, is thrilled that Her Royal Highness has accepted the invitation to be the association's figurehead and president, given the Princess Royal's long-standing commitment to food, farming and countryside. The Princess Royal succeeds Michael Caine's MBDL, the celebrated Michelin star chef, as president. Her Royal Highness will be supported in her year of office by Deputy President Roger Ellis. Roger is a fourth-generation farmer from Dunsinuke who took over the family farm at the age of 18 following his father's death. Commenting on his appointment, Roger said, "I am honoured to take up the Deputy Presidency and will greatly enjoy supporting the Princess Royal during her year as our President, particularly given our mutual passion for horses and rural life. 2025 also happens to be the year that my wife Mary and I celebrate our diamond wedding anniversary. 60 years of marriage, which is quite a milestone. It's going to be quite a year all around."
I think we really ought to follow up on the culling story that Jill read a little while back. Since that story broke, there's been a local crowdfunding scheme which has raised an incredible £30,000 for the farmer and his family, which should help him through the coming months. Continuing with the printed news stories, Bat houses foundations laid at Old Mill site. The foundations of what will become new Bat houses have been laid at Bradley Lane as the demolition of the Newton Abbott site continues. The mostly derelict site is home to a sizeable population of bats, including the lesser horseshoe bat. Bats typically enter hibernation around early December, emerging any time from March to late April and into May, according to the RSPCA.